International Correspondence with NZI Insurance. Peace of mind for New Zealand business.
13 away from 6, let us go to Australia. Leslie Yeomans is with us. Leslie, very good morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
Cost of living crisis, everyone's after a second job.
It seems that way, yes. The cost of living crisis is a phrase that's a well-known phrase here at the moment, well-known all around the world, really, because prices just seem to be going up and up and up. You know, rent, mortgage, not to mention groceries, just all going through the roof. So the website Finder did a survey, and it found that more than 30% of the respondents to their survey said that they were wanting to find a second job, or they were willing to find a second job to try and help with those cost of living pressures. That amounts to more than 6 million Aussies. So it's going to be interesting to see if many of them are able to do that and get a second job. Unemployment here at the moment is at 3.7%. And who knows what it'll go down to if more and more Australians keep getting a second job.
Is your sense of it, are there jobs? The job numbers came out last week and they were fantastic. The number of jobs created, many of them full-time, of course, came out. I mean, so the jobs are there, presumably.
It seems so. You do go past quite a few shops down on strip shopping down here, and you do find little signs in the window, you know, mainly in cafes and things like that where they're looking for help. But who knows? You know, I guess people are just going to go out there or get online and use friends too to see if there are any part-time jobs around that are going to help them meet these cost of living pressures, because it's just it's quite amazing at the moment. This is coming too when we've got an inquiry into supermarkets going on at the moment, and people are complaining about their power bills and all that going up as well.
What about Glenn Weir? How much trouble is he in?
Well, hard to tell exactly. He's going to be $337 out of pocket, and he's going to lose one demerit point. He's the head of road safety in Victoria. And Glenn was found he was speeding in a 50k zone. Most of suburban streets in around Melbourne are 50k's an hour. He was doing 58, which, you know, when you think about it, it doesn't sound much.
No.
But he's the guy who should know where the speed limits are. And he said he thought he was in a 60k zone, and he was caught at doing 58. But he's going to be fined and lose a demerit point.
Jeez, nice to talk to you. You have a good one, Leslie. We'll catch up soon. Leslie Yeomans.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into 5 very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.